What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So last week, I gave you guys a conspiracy that I have, that I believe that the Cleveland Browns kind of nudge the media in the direction to learn more about Deshaun Watson's off-the-field discretions. We then found out that in the offseason, they changed the language in the contract where they can get out of it if he continues to be Mr. Nasty Man. It only fueled the conspiracy. So I've decided that every week I am going to take back what the C and C dot means, because you guys think that it means chargers and corner and all of these different things, and that's not it. So I, every week, I'm going to determine what the C stands for. Last week, it was conspiracy. This week, it's crystal ball. Now, for those of you that watch college football, you know that Florida is bad. I mean, Florida is one of the worst Power 5 schools right now. They are embarrassing. And for a school that has the alumni base that they have, the home field advantage that they have, the stadium, the recruiting ground that they have, it's really bad. You know who I think Florida's first call is going to be to? I think it's going to be Eli Drinkwitz. Eli Drinkwitz has done a great job at Missouri over the last 18 months. He has shown time and time again that he is one of the better young recruiters in college football. And this is me coming to you honestly here, fair, objective, and balanced. You cannot win the national championship at Missouri. You can at Florida. You will have more resources to win at Florida than you do at Missouri. Now, maybe Drinkwitz is Gary Pinkel. Gary Pinkel had numerous opportunities to leave Mizzou. He could have been the head coach at Washington at least three or four times, and Gary Pinkel declined the Michigan job to continue to stay at Mizzou. So maybe Drinkwitz is going to be the head coach for 15, 20 years. But if you're going to take a jump, Florida's a really good landing spot if that's where you want to go. Great recruiting grounds, historic program. I wouldn't consider them to be a blue blood, but I would say they're right there on that next tier of programs. If there is a program that you should be worried about as a Missouri fan of where would Eli Drinkwitz go, I think Florida is pretty high up there on the list of a school that is going to throw a very heavy bag at Missouri's head coach and try to lure him to their university.
I think Missouri's coach is the only one that'll be talked about in the coaching carousel here in about 4 or 5 months. I think Chris Klieman at this point is just, he's the coach of K-State. Like, I don't think Chris Klieman is ever leaving Kansas State. So any coaching carousel name you see him attached to, I would mostly ignore. I think Kansas is going to have a relatively down season compared to expectations, and that's going to hurt Lance Leipold's shine. So I don't think schools are going to come calling to him this year the way they did last year. So I understand why Drinkwitz's name is likely going to show up this offseason, but is Florida that much better of a job than Missouri? The way the current, I agree with you. You can win a national title at Florida. You can probably not win a national title at Missouri, but the way it's constructed right now in college football, if you keep hanging college football playoff appearance banners, or maybe you win an SEC, which you can do at Missouri. They've been in two SEC title games.
They've also got blown out in both of those games.
A lot of people never thought they'd make those games, and they did make it. I mean, A&M came in the league and never made one of those games.
But really quickly to point out, though, Missouri also made it when it was divisions. So it was the East and the West. If they are going to eliminate divisions, so you don't get to play Vanderbilt, you don't get to play Tennessee, you don't get to play Kentucky and that side, that now you could just play anybody, what is your pathway now to playing for the SEC championship game? Missouri is a very solid job. And Drinkwitz, over the last 18 months, has done a really good job. They're ranked in the top 10 in college football. Missouri can absolutely make the playoff. I'm not sure if this Missouri team can flat out outright win the SEC. I also just don't think you can win the national championship at Missouri. Like, eventually you just run into a program like Texas, like Ohio State, like, I understand the NIL has kind of leveled things out a little bit. It has not leveled things out to the point where we think a random school is going to win. And I love Mizzou. If they won the national championship, that would be the most random school that has won the national championship in our lifetime. I don't think you can win it there. I think you could at Florida. So could Florida put the bag together and try to, hey, we will make you one of the 10 highest paid coaches in college football. Come save us. Come fix us. We saw what you did recruiting-wise at Lee Summit North and what you've been able to do in St. Louis. Come do that now in Miami. Come do that in Tallahassee and get those recruits. I'm just, if there is a job that I would be worried about, because they had a wave of coaching hires and Drinkwitz's profile wasn't big enough to do it. His profile is going to be big enough where his name is going to be attached to any marquee job that pops up over the next 12 months.
I also think the marquee jobs he'll be connected to are down south. Like, is the Washington job better than the Missouri job?
Yes.
I agree it is, but I don't think it's light years better. But he was never considered for the Washington job. Florida's also a better job, but I think the recruiting soil and being in the SEC is very important at this point to Drinkwitz. Like, Ohio State, Michigan, and even Penn State are different animals. But if a B-tier school in the Big Ten, so take Washington, Oregon, USC, the powerhouse out of the equation. I'm talking about, you know, the Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin level. Good jobs. Jobs that are probably on the same, like, you know, even footing with Missouri. I don't think Eli Drinkwitz is leaving any of those jobs for that. But let's say Tennessee, Florida, Florida State might open up. I think he would leave. He's more likely to leave for that job because there is a thought that the further south you are, the closer you are to the talent.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.